Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. It's always fun when we get to talk to Christine Sorensen-Griffin from KDK to tell us what's going on in Kidsburg. Hey, Christine.
Hi, honey.
Hey. Yeah, it is the summer of space. I mean, I'm sure you couldn't have turned on a TV and not seen something about Apollo 11 over the last week, right?
Right.
So the Space Center, it is the Space Center this summer, the Carnegie Science Center is having a whole summer of space. And there are so many cool ways for kids to go and learn about space and science and really kind of understand the excitement and the importance of the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. I mean, these are modern day explorers. They explored an area of our world that had never been seen or stepped on before. So I actually took my kids and some friends to the Science Center for this story. So we, you know, tested out the exhibits. And let me tell you, there are so many cool things. So, you know, when you first walk in on the right, they always have some really cool space stuff there anyway.
Right.
So now they have added to that, and it's called Sun, Earth, Universe. And there's so many hands-on things for kids to do where they make a model spacecraft and then they test it out on a, see if it holds up when it starts shaking, as you see when a rocket goes up. You know, they have the fun rocket ships that you build. They have the parachutes, all kinds of really fun hands-on things there. And then they have a brand new show at the Buell Planetarium. And I had never actually seen a show at that particular planetarium. Wendy, have you ever seen
that? No, I was just going to say to you, I don't even know if I've stepped inside there.
Yeah, it's funny because there's so much to do at the Science Center that for some reason I've just never made it there. But let me tell you, this is worth stopping. And, you know, after a busy day with the kids, it's a great place to sit back and relax. You know, you sit in these big chairs, you lean back because you're looking up at like this domed, you know, screen that looks like you get these images of the moon and the rocket ship going up. And what's really cool about this is it's a brand new show and it's all about the Pittsburghers who helped contribute to the Apollo 11 mission.
Oh.
And one thing, I never even thought about this, Marty. I know you said you already knew this, but it never had occurred to me that I saw that iconic photo of, you know, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin and the flag on the moon. Well, that flag wasn't really flying. I mean, it was made to stand out like it was flying because there is no wind and, you know,
right,
gravity. And it was a Pittsburgher who came up with a mechanism to make that flag stand up and look like it did. So just one of the cool stories you'll hear in that show called Fly Me to the Moon.
I love it.
Yeah. And then in addition, they have the new big screen movie there is also going to be, it's also an Apollo 11 movie. So you're going to hear more about the actual mission in that. And then this weekend in particular, they're calling it Space Out Astronomy Weekend. They're going to have all kinds of hands-on demos. Some of those Pittsburghers who were part of the mission are going to be coming in to talk about what they did. So that this weekend is going to be really crazy. In fact, starting with, this isn't really just for kids, but Friday night they have Apollo Moonshot Celebration. That's an adults-only celebration. But I think what the Science Center is most known for is hands-on. And listen to one of the parents and one of the kids I talked to when I was there about their impressions. Take a listen.
I think it's very hands-on, which is what the kids need. And it's a great tool to teach principles of physics.
I think it's boring to, like, read it off of, like, paper or something to, like, learn about it, be able to do something with it. I think that makes it stick in your brain more.
Okay. It's great stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, science sometimes can seem so abstract and maybe hard to understand for some people, but they just make it fun and interesting the way they present it with so many hands-on activities. And, you know, I know, Marty, remember we watched the movie Apollo 11, and it really does hit home. It makes you realize just how much went into making this happen, and the Rangos Theater movie is a lot like that. It's going to introduce you to the people behind, you know, the science that really made this all possible. So a lot coming up, and you can read the full guide on Kidsburg's website, kidsburg.org.
I love that the whole flag reference that you made of the one that was on the moon, because, yeah, it looks like it's flapping in the wind, but there is no wind. And I love that the guy who designed it was here in Pittsburgh. Great stuff, Christine.
Absolutely.
And kids pretend they're not fascinated by this until you get them to see a spaceship. And
well, you know, it's funny you say that, because I told the kids we were going to the Science Center. And to be honest, I do take them there a lot. Vince had just been there for a whole Science Center camp for a whole week before. And, you know, they're all like, oh, Mom, you know, dragging
you.
Us again.
That's you.
And, of course, I every time I take them, they had a blast. They didn't want to leave. So, you know, just take them anyway when they complain. That's my recommendation.
You know what, Christine? Right. I just did the same thing. We took the kids to the Flight 93 Memorial, which I haven't seen.
Oh, wow. I've been wanting to see that.
Yes, and they hemmed and hawed about that. And then I was like, you know what? They loved it. Not loved it, but they were moved by it.
No. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, they're kids. They don't know what to expect all the time, and that's
we have to browbeat them into it. All right, and kidsburg.org, it's a great source. Christine, have a great day, sweetheart. Always good to hear your voice.
See you, honey.
Thanks. See ya.
Take care.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.